Well, I think what's happened is that states and localities are still the leaders in climate and energy. That's been the case for several years, at least the past eight, where the federal government has sort of reneged on its responsibility to deal with some of these issues, and so the responsibility has fallen to states and localities. Colorado, of course, has been a leader nationally in renewable energy with its renewable energy portfolio standard, and that standard was passed by a citizen referendum, which is a great example of democracy in action. All communities around the country are working on sustainability, and I think there's a much greater commitment at the local level, at the grassroots level, than there is nationally. So we see communities, for example, one or several actually have moved out of floodplains and rebuilt on higher ground because they understand that climate change is going to change their safety. They're going to be in greater danger. This just happened in California, by the way, with the dam there. So I think communities are understanding that they have to lead. And I'll say one other thing. We're seeing a tremendous surge of commitment to climate action among the Fortune 500, among corporations around the country. And they are already pressuring President Trump not to pull out of the Paris deal, for example. So, I think there's a great deal of pushback happening right now against too much regression in terms of acting against climate change.
And then, of course, we are seeing a lot of climate scientists responding with, you know, a lot of concern and in many ways fear about the future of their research. I mean, is it possible to withstand some of these federal actions that seem to be reversing a lot of the progress that has been made around climate change?
Well, they are indeed. And I think what you're seeing is a litigious strategy emerging where the environmental movement is relying increasingly on the courts to perform its service as a check and balance against the autocratic presidency. So, and I know President Trump is chafing against that, but you're going to see a great deal of legal action. Now, in regard to the scientists, what we're seeing is a repeat of what happened under the George Bush administration, where political appointees were editing scientific documents and making it seem as though climate change weren't as urgent as the scientists said it was. And that's what's happening now. The political appointees in the Trump administration are insisting on reviewing websites and PowerPoints and research papers. For what reason, I'm not sure. We'll find out. But we already know that climate change websites have been taken down. And climate change is not a word or a couple of words you hear in Washington much anymore in the Trump administration.
Well, this event that's happening this evening is going to be a powerhouse of people who are very knowledgeable in this particular issue, Maggie Fox, David Orr and Governor Bill Ritter. And it's going to be moderated by my guest this morning, Bill Becker. Now, for people who can't get to it, because I do believe it is sold out, it does start at 6 o'clock, but we'll be live streaming it at kgnu.org. And it's a forum on what can we do now, strategies and solutions at the local and state level. Well, Bill Becker, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you, Maeve. My pleasure.